Now back to Bax and O'Brien at the Mayflower Marathon on Rock 102.
It's 6:53 with Bax and O'Brien at Rock 102. The Mayflower Marathon is at the Rock 102 studios this year. Something a little bit different because we didn't have much choice.
Because everything is different. By the way, showers with thunder possible this morning and then partly sunny by afternoon today. High of 54, 42 right now in downtown Springfield.
A couple things I want to mention. First of all, for $100, you can get a song played at Rock 102 during the Mayflower Marathon. Now, $100 represents 50 meals.
So 50 meals.
Think about that. Yeah. If it's $2 a meal, which is the Open Pantry's formula to how to divide, you know, how to reconcile, you know, dollars to actual food. Mm-hmm. If it's $100 per song, it's $50. It's 50 meals.
Sure.
So think of it that way. So far, we have raised enough for 2,520 meals just this morning. And the way to donate is to go to rock102.com and online, and then go through PayPal. Make sure you select Mayflower Marathon because it's basically going to send you right to the Open Pantry webpage. Hit the PayPal link. It'll send you right to where you need to go. And then you can also just call 413-293-1021. We got a whole bunch of operators upstairs right now taking your phone calls and your donations for the Open Pantry.
A whole bunch of operators?
Yeah, we got a bunch of them.
Really?
Yeah, huh. We got volunteers from the staff. We've also got volunteers from the Open Pantry. There's it's all distanced. Everyone's sectioned off by plexiglass. Everyone's doing it the right way. So yeah, no, this is a highly compliant event. What we're doing this year with the Mayflower Marathon.
Meanwhile, Katrina Kincaid from 22 News is standing out in the cold parking lot, wet parking lot.
Yeah, see, that's the problem. We're not allowing, you know, any guests inside, like the studio, for example.
I mean, right.
Steve and I could run out there and talk to her, and I would love to, but, you know.
A little late now that today's show is coming.
I understand. But, you know, there's also newscasts later in the day that they do. And it's nice that Katrina was out there. So so thanks to 22 for giving us a little push this morning.
Everything has changed. They're showing it again right now. 22's Toys for Tots. No donations accepted at the news studios this year. I mean, every year they show you what that lobby looks like with all those toys donated.
You can barely move around in that place.
Oh, yeah. All of the, even the people that get fired have to go out the back door. All of the dinners, the Thanksgiving dinners that people help and volunteer for, canceled this year, not happening. You know, usually every year from the Basketball Hall of Fame, I will just, at one point, I look up at I-91, and I will always see my first tractor trailer full of Christmas trees. Yeah, I saw it Friday night. It was the earliest I've ever seen it before. Friday night.
It is that time. You know, when people start to, you know, selling trees in parking lots.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the time that it takes between cutting them down and tying them up and trucking them off, I'm sure it takes even more time. So Christmas tree sales will probably start any day now.
I got myself a big, giant 10-foot fake tree. I'm going to be putting that up this weekend. I can't wait.
10 feet?
I got the big... Listen, I got a room that's got, like, vaulted ceilings. It was the tallest Christmas tree I could buy. And it's lasted a couple seasons, and it's glorious. You know, once you shake out all the dust, it's a beautiful, fakest tree you've ever seen in your life.
I saw an article over the weekend. Walmart is delivering trees and putting the lights on it for you.
Oh, that's a cool service.
Yeah. They're not decorating it. You got to decorate it. That's up to you. But they'll deliver it, and then they'll put the lights on it.
They can put the lights on outside.
Cool. I don't know that they're not doing that.
I would think they
could very well do that.
I think that's to me, the hardest thing is not necessarily putting a real lights on a real tree. To me, the hardest thing is putting it in the stand and not having it fall over. That's the thing that that's my least favorite part of putting up a tree.
It's an artificial one.
Well, then if that's the case, if it's a real tree.
No.
So a lot of fake trees now come with lights already on it.
I would think a lot of fake trees come with stands already on them.
No, no, there's still a stand, but it's just one part of the fake tree. You see, like mine comes in like, I think it's four different pieces. There's the stand and then three poles with fake branches all over it. Breathtaking.
The poles?
Yes.
Mean the Festivus poles?
No, this one's an actual pole. You can actually put tinsel on it, assuming that you're not just, you don't find that distracting.
I do find tinsel distracting.
Again, the Mayflower Marathon, 293-1021, or go to rock102.com to donate online to the Springfield Open Pantry. Scott Cohen coming up in just a couple minutes. It's 6:59 on Rock 102.
It's your old friend St. Nick here. This time of year, I see a lot of roofs, and many that are 15 years or older could use a little TLC. The best gift you could give your home is a roof tune-up, roof shampoo, or roof max treatment. Add life to your roof with one call to Adam Quenville. Need a repair, a new roof? Adam Quenville Roofing and Siding has you covered for over 25 years. So give Adam a call. He's on the nice list. Call Adam Quenville today and save a lot of money tomorrow. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.net.
You know, with the holidays this year, it's a little bit different, but you can still spread the holiday cheers and no matter where you go with Dunkin'.
Whoa. What do you mean? Talk about a little bit different. Cheersin'?
Yeah, that's right. Cheersin'.
That's a little bit different, too.
Well, I would say it's kind of like the act of spreading cheer during the holiday season. Cheersin'.
You can do your cheersin' with festive drinks like the signature peppermint mocha latte, the signature gingerbread latte, or the chai oat milk latte.
Yeah, if you're like, you want to celebrate the season, but man, lactose does a number on you. That's why you'd want to get the oat milk, and it's delicious.
Whether you're out caroling or video chatting, bring the cheersin', because we all deserve a little something special, especially this year.
And spread the cheer to the cheersin' to a friend with a Dunkin' app. Joining DD Perks, you can send Dunkin' e-gift cards. That's a great way to say, I appreciate you during the holiday season.
And grab a much-needed cup full of cheersin' with holiday-inspired drinks, and be sure to pick up a holiday donut to go along with it.
America runs on Dunkin'.
Price participation may vary. It's a limited-time offer.
This fall, Gale Toyota and Rock 102 are teaming up for the Great Gas Card Giveaway. Every Friday from now through December 11th, a lucky winner will win a $102 gas gift card courtesy of Gale Toyota and Rock 102. Log on to rock102.com to get the details and to sign up. The Great Gas Card Giveaway from Rock 102 and Gale Toyota. Paint fading, seat staining? If it runs, you get the funds with Crazy J at Gale Toyota in Enfield.
Last October, Paul wasn't feeling well. He went to the hospital where our cardiovascular experts found he had an aortic root aneurysm and performed his successful surgery. Paul returns for follow-up visits, but the photos his family sends allow us to really see him, doing the things he loves, surrounded by the people he loves, with all of his heart. Trinity Health of New England. Visit trinityhealthofne.org. In every way.
WAQY HD Springfield.
Hi, this is Ryan Alakman from Alakman to Tucson, Springfield. You're listening to the Mayflower Marathon on Rock 102. Please consider supporting this year's Mayflower Marathon by calling 413-293-1021 or donating online at rock102.com. With your help and support, the Springfield Open Pantry can continue to do the important work they do every day to help end food insecurity here in the Pioneer Valley. From all of us at Alakman to Tusa, thanks for your support and happy Thanksgiving.
The following takes place between 7 a.m. and 8 a.m.
And the Rock 102 Pioneer Valley Forecast is brought to you by the North Atlantic State Carpenters Union. It's time to build. To learn more, visit nasrcc.org. Showers with maybe even some thunderstorms possible this morning, but then partly sunny by the middle of the day with a high today of 54. Tomorrow, some clouds and a high of 43. And then Wednesday, cloudy with a high of 46. Right now in downtown Springfield, it is 42 degrees. Patrick Mahomes threw a 22-yard touchdown pass to Travis Kelce with 28 seconds to play as the Kansas City Chiefs avenged their only loss in the last 12 months with a 35-31 win over the Las Vegas Raiders. Pittsburgh's most dominant defensive performance of the season kept the Steelers perfect. Terrell Edmonds and Minkah Fitzpatrick intercepted two passes each as the Steelers steamrolled their way to a 10-0 win, or rather a 10-0 record with a 27-3 win in Jacksonville. Deshaun Watson threw for 334 yards and accounted for three touchdowns, and J.J. Watt defended a career-high four passes to lead the Houston Texans to a 27-20 win over the New England Patriots. It is also believed running back Rex Burkhead was lost for the rest of the season with a torn ACL after he was carted off the field. Indianapolis defense kept Aaron Rodgers off the field most of the second half and then forced a game-changing fumble less than a minute into overtime for a 34-31 win over Green Bay. Tonight in Monday Night Football, the Rams are in Tampa to take on Tom Brady and the Buccaneers. And Alabama's a now unanimous number one in the AP College Football poll, Northwestern moving up to number 11 for its best ranking in 24 years. For the second straight week, the top eight teams in the poll held their spots. Notre Dame at number two, followed by Ohio State and Clemson, and Texas A&M. Florida was six, Cincinnati seven, BYU was eight. The rest of the top ten were Miami and Oregon in that order. Scott Cohen on with us minutes from now as the second hour of the Mayflower Marathon begins. Bax's View from the Couch when we come back. It is 7:04 at Rock 102.
Hello, this is Glenn Welch from Freedom Credit Union. We know 2020 has been a challenging year for everyone. That is why we are proud to support Rock 102's Mayflower Marathon, which is happening Monday, November 23rd through Wednesday, November 25th. Please consider helping us in our mission and supporting our community. From all of us at Freedom Credit Union, thank you, happy Thanksgiving, and be safe.
This holiday, being able to spend time with people you love is more important than ever. At Big Y, we're thanking our employees who have given us so much all year long by giving them a well-deserved break so they can spend time with the people they love. Big Y will be closed on Thursday and Friday for Thanksgiving. It's a wish for a happy holiday from our family to theirs and to yours. It's more than food. It's my Big Y.
The wait for the holidays is over, America. It's time to make some joy. And we're here to help with the Ford Built for the Holidays sales event. We're offering the best deals of the season across the Ford lineup, so you can road trip with the whole family comfortably in a Ford Expedition. Bring home a tree that's bigger than you ever have with a built Ford Tough F-150. And find new ways to make the holidays bright this year when you visit your local Ford dealer. The joy is up to you, America, so let's get to it. Ford, built for the holidays.
Hi, my name is Jimmy. My wife and I are now extremely happy with the results from Vitalize Performance Group.
Know the facts with your ED. Diabetes, medication, stress, heart diseases, high cholesterol, and high blood pressure are all factors with ED. Vitalize Performance Group in Glastonbury knows how to help through a collaborative practice of acupuncturists, naturopaths, and hydrocolon therapists who specialize in increasing your satisfaction in the bedroom with non-invasive sound wave therapy. Vitalize Performance Group in Glastonbury is a Gaines Wave provider.
Visit vpgwaves.com. That's VPGWAVES.com. Special offers on our Facebook page. Call 860-800-6775. 860-800-6775. Say it with me now. 860-800-6775.
Right now, any gift card purchased over $65 receives a free Ionic footbath. A $65 value. Call 860-800-6775.
Leader Home Centers is a proud sponsor of this year's Mayflower Marathon. For over three decades, we've been dedicated to the communities we serve. Leader Home Centers is your hometown home center, providing the best customer service and quality materials for your next project, and our customers agree.
This is Dawn from Berniston. The staff at Leader Home Centers is always ready to help when I walk through the door.
Leader Home Centers wants to be part of your next project. Stop in or visit us online at leaderhome.com.
And now, Bax's View from the Couch, brought to you by Rocky's Ace Hardware, Grills, 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 Weber, Big Green Egg, and Traeger Wood-Fired Grills.
Hey, good morning, sports fans. How the heck are you? Folks, I hate to be the guy who delivers bad news, but there's a very good chance for the very first time in 12 years the Patriots might not make the playoffs. Again, I'm just the messenger here, so to speak, and I'm just merely trying to soften the blow so when the Patriots meet the requirements for mathematical elimination, you'll be prepared for it. Of course, you should have been well prepared for that after that four-game losing streak a few weeks ago, but hey, now is not the time to be picking at old scabs. Yesterday, of course, the Patriots lost to the Houston Texans 27-20 as Cam Newton, who posted 365 yards of offense and a touchdown, had Houston's J.J. Watt in his face and swatting down passes like they were flies swarming around horse crap. The result of which led to the Patriots not only losing their second straight, but losing for the sixth time in a single season for the first time since 2009. And with six games left to go, that doesn't exactly give the Patriots a whole lot of time to lick their wounds and get themselves put back together. Sure, it's technically possible for the Patriots to win out and salvage this dumpster fire of a season, but come on, I got a better shot of fitting into my gym shorts from junior high school. Listen, no one likes seeing J.J. Watt ruin your quarterback's day, and no one likes seeing the Patriots eat it on a Sunday afternoon, except every other football fan in America. But it's time to be realistic. You've still got Arizona, the Chargers, the Rams, the Dolphins, the Bills, and the Jets on your schedule. You can't afford to lose any of those games, and at this rate, it's looking like you're going to lose a hell of a lot more than just one. I'm just asking you to brace yourself, because it's been a long time since the Patriots started playing like every other team in the NFL. And it's been even longer since they played like a team that's about to miss the playoffs. But hey, enough of my yapping. Sports brought to you by Rockies Ace Hardware, DeWalt Power Tools. Big sale going on right now at Rockies. Impact drivers, drill drivers, DeWalt's oscillating multi-tool. Get them now and save about $30. Yes, $30. Check the sales flyer at Rockies.com or details, or just visit your neighborhood Rockies Ace Hardware. I'm back. That's my view from the couch.
Rock 102, Springfield's classic rock.
Now, let's return to Bax and O'Brien at the Mayflower Marathon on Rock 102.
It's 7:14 with Bax and O'Brien on Rock 102. 293-1021, that's the number to donate to the Springfield Open Pantry through the Mayflower Marathon, or go online at rock102.com.
Showers and maybe even some thunder this morning, but then partly cloudy by the middle of the day. And a high of 54, it's 42 in downtown Springfield.
On the phones right now to talk about some not-so-great sports stuff, it's Scott Cohen. Good morning, Scott. How you doing?
Hey, good, guys. How you doing? Sorry to laugh at the Patriots at their expense, but what are you going to do, man?
You know, did you see the quote from Cam Newton yesterday?
Which one?
Well, he had four passes swatted down by J.J. Watt, and his answer was, he's J.J. Watt.
he's just J.J. Watt being J.J. Watt. I did see that one.
And he's right about it, too.
He is about it. And, you know,
go ahead.
Say, John?
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, Cam Newton is 6'5". How tall is J.J. Watt?
He's a friggin' monster. He's a monster. You know, I gotta tell you something. Yesterday's game was kind of a weird one. Deshaun Watson's one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Okay, so let's just put that right out on the table. J.J. Watt's one of the best defenders. So they had a giant on both sides of the football. The Pats are not having a very good season overall. You're going on the road. Houston wants to win that game too. But the crazy part about it was Pats opened the game with a great drive, ran the ball more often than not. New England had one of the best rushing offenses in the league. Houston, one of the worst rushing defenses in the league. So the Pats go down and they score a touchdown right away. Bang. They do that. And then from there on out, their running attack just like fizzled out. It's like they didn't even try. And that was the play calling yesterday was really, really awful. And I think that was one of the big reasons they lost the game.
It puts them in a really tough spot. I mean, not only are they looking at, they're at 4-6, but when you consider what's coming up in the next 6 weeks to suggest that they've got enough in the tank to get a postseason berth, I don't know. I mean, it's looking worse and worse the more you dive into this.
I mean, I think realistically everybody knows that they're not going to make the playoffs. I mean, I heard you talk about the schedule in your view from the couch. They have Arizona at home on next Sunday. That's a really good team. And then their next three games are on the road. And, they've got to play, I think, the Chargers, the Rams, and Miami. We'll get a look at the L.A. Rams tonight because that's the national game against the Bucs and Tom Brady. But, yeah, Bax, I mean, the schedule, the record is not indicating great success. The schedule coming up is not one that is offering that up either. And just playing, kind of the way they're playing, it's not a very good football team right now. And I just think everybody's got to kind of realize that.
And Rex Burkhead's gone for the rest of the season with an ACL tear. And when is Julian Edelman coming back?
He's not coming back anytime soon, John. Like I said, every single indicator is listen, what the game we saw yesterday, kind of like what you see is what you get. And if you go down, I think with 7.5 minutes left, they had just scored and they were down 24-20. So if they were a good football team, you're a touchdown away from taking the lead with 7.5 to go. And they did not even kind of make a peep for the rest of the game. So it's just not their year, man. Plain and simple.
So I'm watching the Packers game after it, and Indianapolis between Philip Rivers and Jacoby
Brissett
and Myers. Brissett. how many times can you swap in and out a quarterback in the NFL?
Well, apparently a lot. And apparently there's some method to the madness because it worked out. I mean, you know, it's not, I mean, you know, the Patriots certainly don't have that luxury, and I guess the Packers don't need to, but it's not worked for them, John.
But it's not like baseball where you can't take a pitcher out and then put him back
no,
in again.
No, no. Once he's out, no, he's out. Can, in yeah, foot
can,
in baseball.
You can do whatever you want. And again, definitely unusual, but it worked for them because in the end they got the win.
Hey, we got to talk about the Celtics here because a lot has happened over the last couple of days. Gordon Hayward goes to the Charlotte Hornets after turning down, what was it, a $34 million offer from the Celtics. Goes and signs himself a four-year deal for $120 million, which winds up being less, but it's a long-term deal, which the Celtics were not offering. But they signed Jason Tatum to a rookie max extension, which gives him about $39 million a year. And they go ahead and sign Tristan Thompson at the same time. So that's a lot of movement in a couple of days for the Celtics.
It is. And, you know, it kind of came to a boiling point, Bax, because, you know, they were, I mean, you know, I don't think it had anything to do with the contract they were going to give Jason Tatum. They were going to give him that anyway, which is, you know, one of those rookie max deals. But yeah, Hayward was, I heard some of the longtime Boston sports writers like Dan Shaughnessy referring to Gordon Hayward's tenure with the Celtics was one of the most unusual of any basketball, any sports figure anywhere. I mean, the minute he stepped onto the court, he breaks his leg, and he never, ever, ever showed the kind of production and promise that they had hoped from this guy. And then the crazy thing is that Charlotte went out and signed him to a huge contract, and this guy has not been able to keep himself on the basketball court the last 3 years. So that really surprised me. But they referred to Gordon Hayward as like the J.D. Drew or the Carl Crawford of the Celtics, a guy that came in with a lot of fanfare, talked about almost constantly, but never delivered the goods in any way, shape, or form.
But good for Michael Jordan for using those great administrative skills to grab that guy.
Well, I guess he sees, you know, Jordan's no dummy. He sees something in him, but you know, whatever Jordan sees in Gordon Hayward, we did not see here in New England, you know, in any way, shape, or form, any of the time he was here. So, listen, he got $120 million. I guess more power to him.
I thought his time with the Moody Blues was much more impressive.
No, that's Justin Hayward, but I can see where you're confused by that.
I see. That's
enough. Hey, a couple other things that happened in the NFL yesterday. Joe Burrow, the Heisman Trophy winner and number one draft pick, went out with a torn ACL himself. So that was really unfortunate for him and for the Bengals. And Pittsburgh looked as good as ever yesterday. They're 10-0, and the Jets looked as bad as ever, and they're 0-10. So, penthouse, outhouse, NFL style with those two teams.
You know, it really is, and I know this happens all the time. You really don't even pay attention to it half the time. But for some reason, I was paying attention between Burroughs and Rex Burkhead. And you know, it's every once in a while I'll see a play where a guy is running full speed and then maybe starts to run backwards a little bit and then he falls, and I imagine how that must feel at 60 years old, let alone, you know, the Drew Breeses, the Tom Bradys, the Ben Roethlisbergers, the oldest quarterbacks left in the NFL. It amazes me how, first of all, how many people don't get injured on a regular basis.
Don't get injured.
But more importantly, the ones that do get injured. You know, Alex Smith came back yesterday after almost 2 years from a leg injury. It amazes me how we have turned this gladiator type sport into the number one sport in the country.
It's like, you know, everybody, no one likes to admit that they drive by the bad car accident and balk, but we all do it. But getting, you know, to your point, John, one of the first time I ever realized how big these guys are, I was covering a Dallas Cowboy Houston Oilers game many years ago, and Danny White was quarterbacking the Cowboys at that point. Now, and granted, how much bigger the players are compared to what they were then, but Danny White is a monster. He's a monster, and he's getting thrown around like a rag doll by the defenders. And you made the point earlier, Cam Newton is 6'5", I think 235 pounds. If you stand next to a guy that big, you realize he's a beast. And a guy like J.J. Watt can take Cam Newton and break him in half like a twig. So, like you said, you're surprised that these injuries don't happen more often.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, we were at a convention and Boomer Esiason was there. And he got to stand like right next to the guy and talk to him. And he's like, he is not even the biggest guy in the NFL, but yet he seemed like he is enormous. Like
it's enormous.
Like you can't even imagine that a man could be that large and still be considered to be in shape. Normally, when someone's that large, they tear the wall out to get them out to their doctor's appointments.
Right.
They have to use like a forklift to get them out.
No question. And you know, and they're and these and you know, and the guys who are chasing him around are you know outweighing him by 60 pounds. They run a 40 and you know in 4.2. It's a different game, man. It's a different game.
All right,
so,
Scotty.
Listen, next week, hey guys, good luck. Good luck with the Mayflower Marathon. Always, you know, appointment listening. So all the best.
We appreciate it, Scott. Thanks. Thank you. Again, 293-1021 or go to rock102.com to donate to the Open Pantry. We'll tell you more about where we're standing in just a couple minutes on Rock 102. 729 with Baxton O'Brien and the Mayflower Marathon on Rock 102. Real quick, before we get into anything else, thanks to the folks at Tersh Landscaping. They donated $100. That's good for 50 meals to the Open Pantry. And you can do the same by going to rock102.com, hitting the PayPal link, which will send you right to the Open Pantry. Make sure you specify Mayflower Marathon. You can also call 293-1021. $100 will get you a song. Again, good for 50 meals. And so far, we've raised enough for 2,858 meals to the Open Pantry. So good job.
If they donate $100, did they ask for a song?
I don't know that yet.
Because I'm hoping maybe it was like Inagata DeVita.
That one may be a little bit later because it's 18 minutes long. But
I know.
Yeah, I know.
And how long is Alice's Restaurant, which by the way is a Thanksgiving song?
That is a Thanksgiving song, and I think that's a full 22 minutes.
Oh,
yeah, right, huh?
What about Echoes?
Yeah, I think that's about the same amount. Yeah,
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, that's exactly.
Ooh, if I had $100.
You do. You're just cheap.
I just meant in my whole life.
Well, then maybe you should open up a little bit and
if
help them out.
If I ever had $100 collectively, that would be cool.
I'm sure you could rub a few pennies together and find some money rummaging around the house.
A little tight these days.
We got news coming up next to Rock 102.
Thanksgiving is here, and there's only one place to make your dinner easy. That's Atkins Farms. Atkins features fresh, local turkeys, certified Angus beef, and the freshest seafood around. Fresh and local produce, too. Top off your Thanksgiving dinner with Atkins' own pies, pastries, and cakes from our bakery department. Got questions? Just ask. Make your Thanksgiving dinner perfect with one stop at Atkins Farms, the original country market at the corner of Route 116 and Bay Road in South Amherst. Online at AtkinsFarms.com.
7:34 with Baxton O'Brien of the Mayflower Marathon and Rock 102. It's time for news brought to you by Noonan Energy, serving Western Massachusetts for over 125 years. At NoonanEnergy.com. Here's local radio icon Steve Nagel.
Gobble, gobble, who is that? Mr. Turkey, big and fat. Gobble, gobble, what he say? Meet me on Thanksgiving Day. At the table.
The hell is that?
It's the annual Thanksgiving poem that I like to throw out.
Steve's been doing that the last couple of years. I think it's a great tradition, Steve.
I don't remember hearing that.
The last 9 years I've been doing that. It's been that long. And now just once. I don't say it any other time. I just do it once, and then it's over with, which should
do
make
it,
you happy, John.
Should you do it once a day, maybe? Like, you know, do it tomorrow at 7:35, or maybe Wednesday also?
Yeah. Maybe we should do it. Maybe we should do it once an hour on the hour.
I like it.
No? I'll pre-record it. I'll put it in the thing, and it'll play during commercials.
That's okay. That's all right.
Do you want me to do it again?
No.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm positive.
See, now I kind of liked it. I mean, we don't do enough poetry here on the show, and I think poetry is
a reason for that.
Well, it's a very highbrow form of entertainment, but no less entertaining for those who love it.
Yeah.
With public health officials urging against large gatherings, Thanksgiving will look different this year. That has led to changes to another longstanding tradition, the Butterball Turkey Talk Line. Butterball certainly recognizes the fact that Thanksgiving is going to look and feel a lot different for us this season. That's according to Nicole Johnson, who has taken turkey calls for Butterball for 19 years. Since the line opened earlier this month, she has noticed many questions from people who would normally be part of a bigger gathering but are opting to stay home this year. I'm already seeing a lot of requests for smaller gatherings, which in turn leads to more first-time cooks. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
The people who haven't cooked a turkey before are trying this thing for the very first time.
You know what else they don't know how to do? Cook a smaller turkey.
You know what I did? What? I ordered a prime rib from my local market in town.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because my kids don't eat turkey, and I'm not going to waste money on a turkey. Then that's something that they're not going to eat.
They don't like it?
No, they don't like it.
Can't relate to people like that.
I usually call the Butterball Turkey hotline and say, hey, I bought a Purdue turkey. I want to know how to butter its balls.
You should do that poem for him this year.
I can do it again right now if you want.
Yeah, no, that's
fine with me.
That's all right.
I just saw the thing on 22 News' website about the Mayflower Marathon, which is underway now to raise money for the Open Pantry. They were showing footage that they said was from 2019, but I know from clues in that B-roll footage that was much longer than that.
Really?
Much further back?
Yeah.
Were there former employees there?
At least 2016. Well, yeah, but former employees would be in the shot no matter what anyway.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
I know because there's one shot of my body with me wearing my wedding ring, which I haven't worn since at least 2016 on a camera thing. So they're not accurate with the saying the footage is from 2019.
Huh. Yeah, well, they're also not accurate by saying that it beings today instead of begins.
Well, they fixed that. So,
yeah, they did fix that.
Actually, I talked to the guy out in the parking lot about that.
Oh, yeah?
And he said, we heard, and he called the station and said, could you change that, please?
Yeah, because nobody at the station could see it.
So they do listen to us.
Oh, I know. We've seen examples of that. I don't know if you guys are watching the Good Morning America right now. They've been showing this video all morning, and I saw it earlier on the internet, and it's just horrible. Just horrible. It's a guy in South Florida, and I've read the story, so now at least I understand it. He has a puppy. It's a three-month-old puppy, and it's for some reason he's letting this three-month-old puppy walk without a leash down near this body of water that he has on his property. And not surprisingly, a thankfully not very large gator grabs a hold of this puppy, and the guy jumps into the water and wrestles the gator, who has the puppy in its mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And he eventually is able to pry the mouth of the puppy open. And they're showing the puppy now after this with a leash, by the way. Somehow the dog doesn't seem to have any injuries, which is interesting, because the gator did have him, you know, probably just by the leg or something in his mouth. And it's all on video. And my first question was, you know, why is this on video? Why is somebody shooting this instead of helping? But apparently there's some kind of conservation program down in Florida where if you have water on your property, they will set up a camera because they know it will attract other animals. So they've got shots of deer and other animals coming to this guy's property. But he also rescues this puppy from the jaws of this gator without once losing the cigar he has in his mouth.
Well, good for him.
Well,
what kind of cigar was it?
I don't know. That seems to be the least interesting part of the whole story.
I don't know. I mean, if it's a Cuban or high-class Dominican, I wouldn't necessarily extinguish it before fighting a
It's not whether he extinguished it. He didn't drop it. I mean, the guy held on to it. He never actually went under the. He went in up to about his waist.
How do we know? That the gator wasn't just playing with the dog? You know, sometimes when dogs play with each other, it looks a little violent. But that's they're just having fun.
Well, because usually when a gator grabs a prey and drags it into the water to drown it, that's when the playing ends.
Oh, I think that's just a misunderstanding.
I would still, if I were the one interviewing the man, and I didn't hear the interview, obviously, I just saw it happen, I would want to know, why are you allowing a three-month-old puppy to walk near water in Florida without a leash?
See, I would have asked, what kind of cigar is that, and do you have any mothers?
Yeah, what are some famous cigar wrapper names, or, you know?
I mean, is it like a Cohiba? Is it, something like that? That would be nice.
Something refreshing after you eat.
Something to relax you, so that way when there's an amphibious attack, you can gain a little advantage.
Very George Pappard in A-Team.
Yeah, never lost his either.
That's right. Yeah.
He could do all kinds of crazy stuff. They could jump over cars with the van.
Yep.
And still, he would have that cigar in his mouth.
Yeah. I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
An arson investigator set a fire in the aisle of the Burlington Coat Factory store on Cooley Street Saturday afternoon in Springfield was deliberately set.
Now, I heard the story the other day, and I have been in that particular Burlington Coat Factory location in the last several months. There was nothing in that store to burn.
I was going
to
say, how could you like secretly do something like that? You can't hide behind any racks of clothes because there's no racks of clothes in there anymore.
I've never been in. What is the? Is it an empty store? Basically,
it's the weirdest thing, and I don't even remember what we were looking for in there. I think we were there because we went to, I think we went to Big Lots, and then we went there next door to it. We went in, and it used to be you go to a Burlington Coat Factory, it's wall to wall coats as far as the eye can see. You go in there now, it's like there's all these empty racks. There's like nothing to buy. There's like nothing.
It's literally empty. Like,
I'm curious as to why they jumped to such quick conclusions that a fire set in the middle of the aisle of a department store must have been arson. Seems to me that could easily have been accidental or unattended.
Well, maybe the arson investigator gets money every time he says something was suspicious in nature.
I don't know, but I also would think that with all the surveillance cameras in a store like that, the idea has this arsonist been caught?
No, it says a fire investigator with the arson and bomb squad determined the fire was set, and the incident remains under investigation. There's no other details about what happened.
And what Steve and I are telling you is in spite of the surveillance equipment, there's nothing there to surveil.
Well, one could bring a newspaper into a store and set that on fire.
Possibly, but... I would think that Burlington, in the situation it's in, might have removed all of that equipment to save a few bucks.
As I told you both before, I was, I try to bring my kids to buy them some clothes, and Burlington usually has some pretty good prices on brand name clothes for cheap. And we went in there back in June, when they first reopened.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing in there, and the clerk said, well, yeah, we're just waiting for inventory to show up. And then we go back in there back in September. There's still no inventory in there. It's like, what are you selling here?
What comes first, the inventory or your customers or the fire department?
They have more employees than items of clothing there right now.
It's pretty pathetic.
It's been more than 2 weeks since Massachusetts changed its mask mandate policy, but how is it being enforced? Since that update, people are supposed to wear a mask in public, even if they can keep 6 feet apart. But when it comes to enforcing that policy, here's how it works. The State Department of Public Health and local boards can enforce it, and they can ask for the help of local or state police. If you refuse to put on the mask, you could face a civil fine up to $300. But so far, no one has gotten one of those tickets.
Yeah.
Not one?
Yeah, I would.
Not one.
You'd be surprised if they do.
What I did notice about Costco last week, they have a new mask policy in place.
Okay.
Where the mask has to cover your nose and your mouth. You can't wear the mask with the nose sticking out.
You're not supposed to anyway. It doesn't really work that way.
I know it doesn't work that way, but I've seen way too many people doing that.
Oh, I know.
Like
It'd be like putting on a condom with your penis hanging out.
Yeah.
I don't know if they know it and they refuse to do it or they don't know it.
I think it's a way for people to skirt around the fact that you can't really breathe that well under the mask, that it's them just trying to
be defiant in some way.
Yeah. I don't know. It looks kind of silly when you do it that way.
You look stupid. You look like you're an idiot who doesn't know better.
Well, I am an idiot who doesn't know better, and look stupid, but at least I know how to put a mask on my face. A man in Kansas City, Kansas, crashed his motorcycle on Thursday night. When he hit the ground, the gun in his waistband fired, and the bullet hit him in the hip.
Ooh,
no.
Then a car drove past and hit him.
Oh, Jesus.
That driver fled the scene, and somehow that's not the end of this guy's bad day. He was taken to the hospital with critical but non-life-threatening injuries, and when police were searching the scene, they found the guy had a big, giant bag of meth.
Ah, jeez. It's like one calamity after another with this guy.
So now he's facing charges for that. There's no word on whether the police found the driver who hit him or not, but this guy,
They found the meth on the scene of the crash after the man had been removed from the scene?
That's what it says. So
I would say it wasn't mine.
Well, I'm sure that a lawyer will take care of that. Yeah. Going, hey, if this could have been any everyday meth just laying on the side of the road. It's Kansas City, mine. Kansas, for God's sakes.
The gun was mine, but not the meth.
Yeah, the meth, no, not mine. I had a license to carry that gun.
Even if you didn't. Yeah, the illegal gun was mine, but I'm not going for the meth.
It is the Mayflower Marathon. You can call and make a donation to 413-293-1021, or you can make a donation online at rock102.com. Going to be rainy today with a high of 52. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 43. It's 48 right now in downtown Springfield. I'm Steve Nagel, and that's the news on Rock 102. Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Ryan.
Way back home, not by myself, not alone. I ain't asking for much. I said, Lord, take me downtown. I'm just looking for some touch.
Now back to Bax and O'Brien at the Mayflower Marathon on Rock 102.
It's 7:52 with Bax and O'Brien at the Mayflower Marathon on Rock 102.
Well, I got to tell you, if we were out there live this morning, I mean, by 1 o'clock this afternoon, there's like a 2% chance of rain. But this would be a miserable morning to be outside.
It would, but people are responding, and we appreciate it. You can donate on 293-1021 or on rock102.com. Couple of people to thank before we get into our next guest here. Brian Webster, the father of Georgia Webster, the young lady from, I think, Hamden, who was a singer.
Oh, yeah.
He made a donation. You guys had her on a couple weeks ago. Also, thanks to Smithfield Meats, a $500 donation. Doing pretty good. We're over, at least over 3,000 meals so far, so we're doing pretty good. On the phone list right now, a law firm that has been in support of the Mayflower Marathon for a number of years, and it's always great to have our buddy Ryan Alekman from Alekman and DeTusa on the phone. So how you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Good.
Very good.
Hey, how come you're always the guy who does the talking?
That's a very good question. I think, I don't know. I think I have a face for radio, so Rob lets me talk on the radio. I don't really know.
I don't know. Well, I've been locked up in a couple conversations with Rob, too, and I'm thought, I mean, this guy hasn't stopped talking in hours.
But your name is first. You should be allowed to be the one who chooses. Hey, listen, why don't you go out there and talk this time?
You know, it's a lot easier this year because, unfortunately, you know, I can't be standing in the rain with you guys. And so we're all dry and warm. But, you know, I enjoy it. I like talking to you guys once a year. It's enough.
It's more than enough.
Listen to you. So tell us what you guys have been doing for us during the Mayflower Marathon.
So, you know, there's a lot of need this year, as you guys, I'm sure, are highlighting. And so, you know, we understand that, and it's been a rough year for everybody. And so we are actually increasing our donation this year to $2,500 to really help people out.
Wow. That's awesome. That's terrific.
So obviously every workplace out there, every profession out there is being affected by the virus. The courts reopened, or are they still, I mean, when I say reopened, they're reoperating, but it's still distance, right?
It's still pretty much everything is distance. There's a few things in person, but there's not going to be any trials to keep pushing it back. Now it's January. I don't think that's a realistic date, but you know, hopefully it is. Hopefully things start calming down. People wear their masks, covering their nose.
So if I've been injured in
the right thing.
So if I've been injured in an accident, it's very likely I may make a full recovery before I can bring somebody to court.
Well, that would be the case anyway. I mean, you know, I used to tell my clients it'd take about a year and a half to 2 years to get to trial, and now without any real evidence of it, because the time will only prove whether I'm right or wrong. You know, I'm telling my clients, you know, to expect about a 5-year wait between the time we file a lawsuit and the time you have a trial. But the defendants on a civil trial, you know, you get injured in an accident, the defendant's responsible for 1% interest per month, so 12% per year. So, you know, that's 60% for waiting. So while it stinks to wait, and it's, you know, it's a long road for our clients to have to wait that long, it also costs the insurance companies a lot more money to wait. And so we're able to settle a lot of cases that maybe they wouldn't have wanted to settle before because, you know, that 60% added interest is not insignificant.
You're telling them to prepare for a 5-year wait?
I'm a pessimist, but I don't know the courts haven't had a trial, a civil trial, I think, in the state since March.
Wow.
And so the earliest they're going to have any, and this is rolling out one per week per courthouse in certain courthouses, is January. So realistically, we're not going to get back to normal trials for over a year after the pandemic started. And there's a whole lot of backlog. You know, we keep filing lawsuits. If I can't settle a case, we're filing lawsuits to protect our clients' rights.
And they haven't suspended that whole thing you were just talking about, you know, penalties accruing or interest accruing. None of that was suspended because of the pandemic.
No, defendants have tried, but no. I mean, it's not really a penalty. It's you have the ability to settle now, right? Mm. And if you don't settle now, you know, that's the cost of, you know, my clients don't have access to what they should have had access to.
I see.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Well, hopefully.
A lot of them are out of work or whatever. So.
Well, yeah. Hopefully somebody soon can start, turning around, fairly soon.
Because otherwise I'd sue.
Ryan Ehrlichman and Rob Dattusa got to eat. They got to put food on the table like anybody else.
Hey, well, they still put $2,500 in hours.
We've been fortunate this year, and you know, the community has been good to us over the years, and we've certainly continued to support the community, hopefully this will help.
Well, good. Ryan, we appreciate the time and the work you guys have done and the support over the years, so thank you very, very much for all your help today.
Thank you, guys.
You bet. Ryan Ehrlichman from Ehrlichman and Dattusa. It's 7:58. When we come back next hour, we're going to be talking to comedian Bob Marley up in just a few minutes on the Mayflower Marathon, Rock 102.
It's easy to get your Rock 102
grills.
Hey, good morning, sports fans. How the heck are you, folks? I would just like to state emphatically and publicly that if there ever comes a day that my current employer were to lose their minds and offer me a Supermax NBA-style contract extension to the tune of $195 million, I would be willing to negotiate. Of course, my employer, if he offered me what the Boston Celtics offered Gordon Hayward before he chose to sign a free agent deal with the Charlotte Hornets, I'd be willing to listen to that offer too. Unfortunately, I have not yet received any phone calls from Rock 102 management offering me these kinds of lucrative financial opportunities, but I am willing to listen. As some of you know by now, the Celtics have allegedly offered Jason Tatum a 5-year extension that will pay him $195 million. This comes after Gordon Hayward turned down $34.2 million a one-year option with the Celtics so that he could go sign a four-year contract with the Charlotte Hornets worth $120 million. Folks, I should be so lucky to be insulted with a disrespectful $34.2 million option year. Instead, Gordon will average about $30 million a year, but he'll do it for the next 4 years, whereas Jason Tatum will be enjoying an average of $39 million a year. Now, let me, if I may, make sense of this for you. Jason Tatum averaged 23.4 points per game this season. Gordon Hayward averaged 17.5. Goodbye, Gordon. Thanks for playing. Jason Tatum, on the other hand, will now be enjoying an average weekly paycheck of $750,000 a week. Based upon a 40-hour work week, that comes out to an hourly wage of $18,750 per hour. My hourly wage comes in at much lower than this. This is not to say that I deserve that kind of money, but I would be willing to accept all reasonable offers, as I am sure there are many of you who spent much more time listening to the Bax and O'Brien show than you spent watching the Celtics get blown out in the Eastern Conference Finals. Am I right? I'm just saying. But hey, enough of my yapping. Sports brought to you by Rocky's Ace Hardware. You make a living with power tools? Make Rocky's Ace Hardware your power tool headquarters. Milwaukee, DeWalt, Craftsman. Power tools trifecta. Plus, good people and rock solid service at every Rocky's Ace Hardware. I'm Bax. That's my view from the couch.